Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer, presented by Security Screen Masters for Windows and Doors on News Talk 840 KXNT.
The American Psychological Association has come out with a declaration that toxic masculinity is harmful and could lead to homophobia, sexual harassment, and other maladies. Among the behaviors they relate as harmful are competitiveness, dominance, and stoicism. They coined the term masculinity ideology and claim it harms boys and men. Masculinity ideology is defined by the APA as, quote, a particular constellation of standards that have held sway over large segments of the population, including anti-femininity, achievement, eschewal of the appearance of weakness, and adventure, risk, and violence, end of quote. Now, for many centuries, societies around the world have engaged in various forms of competitive games. Many, but not all, of these competitive games have been directed toward males. Now, the competition in games became world-renowned with the Olympics, where countries around the world competed with one another. Ancient Olympic Games began in Greece in 776 BC. So competition has been known on a worldwide basis since ancient times and always spurred societies and individuals in those societies to master and improve on the performance of any given game. A word on stoicism. A stoic is defined as a person who can endure pain or hardship without showing their feelings or complaining. Now, these men and women are often the people in any society who tend to excel, build, and create jobs for others in society. They tend to persevere, work hard at these tasks, and focus on the outcome until it's completed. These people are often referred to as leaders in any society. In terms of dominance, those who are the leaders and employ others and who are producers in society are usually seen as dominant. People who are dominant can be tyrannical or benevolent. Dominance in and of itself is not good or bad. Rather, it is how it is applied. Then there are the issues of adventure and risk. Humankind is a curious species. We're always reaching out to find newer and better and more efficient ways to do things. We seek to uncloak that which is hidden in order to understand the mysteries of life and existence. Now, this concept was well laid out in the Stanley Kubrick movie 2001: A Space Odyssey. Why do we go into space? Because it was there. It is believed that the more we learn and understand about what's in the outer reaches of space, the more we'll learn about ourselves. And who were those people, initially all men, who went into space on behalf of their countries and science? They were the adventurers, the risk takers, the pioneers. They led the way for the rest of us who were perhaps less adventurous, less willing to take risks. Today, more and more women have become involved in roles traditionally reserved for men. They're getting involved as leaders in business, science, medicine, sports, government, and more. Are these women exuding exhibitions of anti-femininity? Or are they stepping up to the challenges of those who seek adventure and are willing to take risks? And in doing so, are women exhibiting signs of toxic masculinity or extending the human spirit of curiosity and exploration to the other half of the world? Successful efforts by the American Psychological Association and others to feminize men will do nothing but destroy the efforts of humankind to reach out beyond our grasp. We stretch our efforts to understand that which is unknown. And as a species, we've always been a curious lot. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.